Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And we got a lot of things going on right here. We are getting ready to watch the director's cut of the final deletion from TNA.
Yeah.
And we're going to put it, as we watch it, we're going to put it live on Facebook. So you can either go back to our group, the wrestling you grew up with. And we're just going to do it. I'm hitting go live on this. And then I'll have to do a whole nother introduction. Hey guys, Heath Mulliken.
Mark Whitman.
We're getting ready to watch the final deletion live, and we are recording this for our podcast.
Now, you watched it. I haven't seen it. I know nothing of this.
You know nothing. So here we go. The final deletion. If the internet will work.
Yeah, hopefully we'll. If not, we're looking at a black screen right now.
This is on cellular data.
Gotcha.
Here we go. Black screen. Here we go.
All right. This is the Hardy compound, I guess.
Yes.
That we're at. Mucha Lucha. His kid that beat Disco Inferno.
What?
Yeah. What is Matt Hardy doing? Are they like, that's Rebby Sky, I guess?
Yeah. Who we have met.
Yeah. Is this like a telenovela now?
I don't know. I want to know where they got these decorations, though.
I know.
These little lucha balloons.
Yeah. Matt Hardy, what happened?
But like, I love this character though. Like the way he's talking,
yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it, but it's entertaining.
He's completely reinvented himself.
Yeah. I would love to have a building like that with a wrestling ring.
That would be nice. Yeah.
The kid just spilled all his food.
Yeah. The kid is like, what in the world? What's going on here?
Prepare the battle.
So they're going to have this big fight at their compound.
Yeah.
Like where they
their next
live.
Door neighbors. Yeah.
And he's so creepy, man.
Yeah.
Hardy's so creepy. I love it.
Yeah.
But I got to think.
So here's Jeff Hardy cutting.
Cutting this.
Designs.
Hey, so that's how he mows his lawn, huh?
Yeah.
So ideal of the music. It's this idyllic music.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything's good on Jeff Hardy's side of town, I guess.
Yeah. And he's going to sit down and play
just
guitar.
Play a little guitar. He's not been cutting grass and ain't even sweaty because Jeff Hardy don't sweat.
Nah. I forgot you hadn't seen this.
I haven't seen any of this. I'm thinking the same thing, Jeff. My sentiments exactly. Finally, Hardy and I agree on something.
There's a drone in front of his house. And then a bunch of drones.
A bunch of drones.
And he hits it with the guitar.
Hits it with the El Kabong.
Look at all the artwork.
You want to get over here and watch some of this?
Yeah, we got Ethan.
Over
yeah.
Here. Yeah. What?
Now, this was a pretty good effect.
If you say so.
I love that voice. Delicious. It sounds like a Super Friends villain.
Yeah, he does. Vanguard 1. He's getting on the dirt bike.
Yeah, he better
fighting off the drone.
You got to be careful on that dirt bike.
Yeah.
Now, some of the shots here, great.
Yeah. That's cool that they got drones, like, recording them, man.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, no. He's messing his yard up. Orgasmically destroying Jeff Hardy's meticulously landscaped artistic yard.
Oh, my goodness. So right now, Matt Hardy has just destroyed his yard with the... Did we just see this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man. Somebody's getting the place set up with a ring, chairs. Oh, yeah.
You got kendo a kendo sticks, stick?
You got,
now we know.
Who's been putting all those kendo sticks under the ring is Matt Hardy's lawn care guy. His manservant, his gal Friday, if you will, has been the guy putting those things.
Hey, Lordy. Reba Sky about to come out of that shirt.
Mira.
This is the remaining gasoline from my earlier landscaping escapades. Please, apply generously to the battleground. It takes a lot of fuel to delete a brother Nero.
Okay, Mr. Hardy.
Gratuitous shot of her backside.
Yeah.
What was the match we were watching? It was from Japan.
The
where they were on the
Inoki and somebody fought on an island.
The referee
has arrived.
Somebody
thought to get thought enough to get a referee. I told you we'd get a phone call.
Oh. Is that still recording? I guess it is. We just got a phone call, so hopefully
I told him that was going to happen.
Yeah. Record the submission.
When it's over. They're going. He's trying to kill his brother, apparently, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he wants to delete.
I guess that's what deleting means, huh? What?
Now listen, listen to the music he plays on the violin.
I don't need you to tell me to listen. Like this is like sitting here with Ethan. He'll do the same. Like, watch. We're both watching it. I don't need you to. Brother Nero. I knew you'd come. Now he's like an old plantation owner. Thinking about putting a blonde streak in my hair like that, or just maybe in my beard right here.
Nah,
you don't think so?
Nah.
You don't think I'd look good? No. All right, well. All right, we finally get into a fight now. They've been talking about it for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So they did this like over the course of the show, and somebody's just taking the clips and put them together now?
Yes,
is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Now the whole match, this whole part was all at the end.
Right, I figured that. But the camera angle is like...
making me dizzy.
Are not like anything I've ever seen in wrestling where it's not really capturing the action in the ring. It's definitely unique, man. I mean, yeah. Like to have all this big setup and then for the match itself to not, for the camera angles to be shot completely different.
Well, and I think we're cut off. Like something's different about the picture. I still don't know what this is. Somebody said it was prickly plants.
Prickly plants.
It's like a Japanese
maybe
changing.
It's poison oak. Like that would be awesome, man. Like wrestling poison oak, because you're gonna be feeling that for like a week.
Two.
Big two count, shoots him off. And there's the big twist of fate. Yeah, something's weird and funky about this picture.
Two. He gave him the twist of fate on the poison ivy.
I'm going with it being poison ivy because I think that's worse than anything.
Now he's got the kendo stick.
That's worse than thumbtacks, man. Wrestling on poison ivy?
Yeah. Hurts you now and later.
Yeah, it's going to get you now and later. Thumbtacks, it hurts for a minute. He's going to be itchy for a week.
All right, he's getting out of the ring. What's he going for now?
Well, we got the plunder.
Oh, here comes. Now, notice this is not a step ladder. This is just a long, flat ladder.
Yeah. No.
Just choking
like
him in the
corner. Spikes on the... No, that must have been Hardy's hair. It looked like there were spikes on the turnbuckles for a minute.
I don't know about referees trying to get the poison out of
it.
It's
kind of cool to have a musical soundtrack to the fight. It makes it seem like an action movie.
That is what this seems like. Yeah. This seems like an action movie. Now, Jeff Hardy with his own twist of fate. This is how you know it's getting serious when Jeff Hardy takes his shirt off.
But he didn't play to the crowd with the, uh-oh, Swanton.
My question for Jeff Hardy is, when is this tattoo going to end?
Yeah, he seems to have been working on it for years now. Uh-oh, setting up that ladder.
This is one of the most talked about spots.
I feel like it's going to happen just off the camera, too, and I'm not going to be able to see it. So this is one of the big talks.
So that tree was Chekhov's gun.
Yeah.
You saw it at the beginning, and now.
Yeah, there's a ladder.
Just so happens.
Just so happens to be a ladder set up near the tree. No. He's not climbing that, jumping out of the top of that tree.
He is going to jump out of the top of that tree onto that ladder.
No.
Yeah.
It would be cool if he skinned the cat. That would be awesome. Oh, man.
And he missed it.
And he missed. Well, where's Matt Hardy at?
He got knocked off the ladder.
Wait, so Jeff Hardy jumps out of a tree, misses, and then pins Matt Hardy. Is that what I just saw?
Yes.
Well, that makes good sense.
We're about to see my favorite part of this whole match. And it is...
The finish?
No.
Okay.
No. Bringing a new definition to the term... foreign object with the Chinese-made Roman candle.
Hey, Lord. One time my wife and I went and saw a Keanu Reeves movie. I'm watching it.
No,
we're watching
listen.
The same thing here. Wait, he's got a trash can lid.
What is wrong with you?
Fortunately, we're right here at... 4th of July, so they were able to get their hands on some fireworks. I'm sure they rode down to South Carolina to get them.
So one thing, and then I'll let you talk about Keanu Reeves. So one
no,
thing.
No, please.
The landscaper on the actual broadcast before the match, he read in English and Spanish that they were trained professionals. You know. And now he's got like a garden rake?
No, it's a sling blade, man. We had one of those when I was a kid. Yeah, you take that and sling it around.
And now Jeff Hardy has his own Roman
candle. His own Roman candle.
I don't know how the ref hasn't counted out both men
I
yet.
I know, man. Some people, these guys are breaking the rule. I remember seeing something about the boat.
Yeah.
I like the soundtrack, yeah. Man. Like, that may be something that they need to, people should consider.
Oh, he's got him in a sleeper.
The Weaver lock. Did he say help? No. Help. Oh, no. Oh.
And that's it. Matt Hardy comes out of the. There's Willow pops up out of the water. He's got a broken umbrella.
What?
And here comes.
Oh, the old Harley Race Vader. And they're in the water with the stun gun, right?
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace.
So the gardener tased Willow, a.k.a. Jeff Hardy.
In the water.
Yeah. And that's it, folks. I don't think he can come back from that. Referee's in position. That's it. Three count. Oh, no.
Oh.
It's the gardener. This music has been perfect.
Yes, it has.
Like, it's hit the right spots at the right time.
You think? It's almost like they edited it that way.
Yeah, it's almost like they did.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I thought it's not over.
No.
Jeff's back.
Yeah, the referee said, hey, that's not the right person. Now they're going into a dirt pit. Or what appears to be a dirt pit. Could be a grave. He just got him in a straight up choke hold.
Yeah. Now put his head down in the dirt and waller him around.
Yes.
Go put his head underwater. We trying to kill somebody in this thing, boy. Put his head underwater. Take him downtown to Chinatown.
Ref's not in there checking. I don't know what the ref's doing.
Broken Matt Hardy. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We got ourselves a cross.
The Hardy symbol.
That's not a cross. It just looks like one.
And he's going to the top.
Uh-oh.
Jeff Hardy is going to do it.
The Hardy Boys symbol.
Dear goodness.
Oh, we call back to the gasoline from earlier.
Yeah. And the candle.
And the candle, yeah. No.
Oh, Mug took a bump off a ladder.
He just took a bump off a ladder onto the ground. And, man, and I got to give him credit. There was nothing there to break his fall. He just flipped off that ladder and landed on the ground.
And he fell about 3 feet from fire.
Yes.
And that's it.
Say what you want to say about Jeff Hardy. He's a nut.
Yeah.
To do something like that.
Yeah.
And the Hardy Boys symbol burns in effigy. I gotta think they were really, really careful with that.
Yeah, it looked like they used the finest wood in Cameron, North Carolina.
Well, that was something. I've never seen anything like that before. I'll give them that.
So, Mark, we just watched the final deletion.
Yes, sir. We did.
What did you make of that?
Hey, I give them credit for doing something different, man. They tried to reinvent wrestling, and I like the soundtrack. It's a little goofy, but the setup was a little goofy, but it's no goofier than anything else. I thought, just like everybody else, I mean, before it happened, everybody was, this is going to be so stupid. And then after everybody watched it, they were like, oh, well, okay, it wasn't as stupid as I thought it was going to be. and the match itself was decent between the two of them. It was kind of what I thought it would be. I liked the way they treated it like an action movie.
The no pun intended, but they popped their highest rating ever on the Pop Network, over 400,000 viewers. I don't know if they're going to keep that because this was the end. That's how you end a feud right there.
That's true. One guy's dead.
Right. And, you know, we don't know. Does that mean is Jeff Hardy done with TNA? Is he going to come back just
as Willow?
You know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Let me ask you this. Anytime we're going to give TNA some props because it was very well produced.
Right.
You know, it was entertaining, whether you laughed at it or whatever.
Right.
More people watched their product.
And it trended on Twitter for a while. I mean, people were talking about it a few days before it happened, and they're still talking about it.
And some of the marketing to ask different people or to show different people watching it and to show their reactions, much like we're doing here.
Why they didn't ask us, I don't know.
Well, we did it anyway.
Why were helicopters not deployed?
I don't know. But I don't want to miss an opportunity to bash TNA a little bit. So
I don't want to miss an opportunity to cash in on something somebody else did. That's the only reason I thought we should do this.
Well, I want to talk about TNA and AJ Styles, who's now a big star in WWE. Yep. I mean, let's face it, he is a big star in WWE.
That's correct.
But he couldn't – it took him going – to New Japan first,
mm-hmm.
before going to WWE. Is WWE? Oh,
told you people were going to start calling you, man. There should be a way to cut this off.
I could have. All right, we're back.
We're back now. People keep trying to call.
It says my connection is weak. Nobody cares. All right. So, but AJ Styles, is there anybody you think now? People go from WWE to TNA. All the time.
Yeah.
But I don't think WWE views TNA like Austin Aries went to NXT. James Storm was going to go to NXT. Bobby Roode went to NXT. I mean, guys may go that route, but AJ Styles had to go and become an international star outside of TNA.
Yeah.
Before going
stellar, to WWE. Stellar commentary.
Am I stating the obvious?
A little bit.
A little bit. Now, if you went back and watched...
You didn't really say anything. You just went, hey, these guys, they had to go to NXT, but...
I'm just catching the fans up with my theory. Germans love Which David Hasselhoff. Now you made me lose... So the rest of this episode of Impact was... I didn't care for it. Right. They had a...
That's pretty much how I felt after every single episode of Impact I've ever watched.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it.
I just didn't understand the booking because Davey Richards is injured. So Eddie Edwards has had one run with the X Division title going into Tuesday night. Mike Bennett was the champion. They did an Ultimate X match, and Eddie Edwards wins. And the big thing is he's got to decide if he's cashing in at Destination X. Well, Lashley comes out, and I don't know who out there was clamoring for a Bobby Lashley, Eddie Edwards feud.
Me either.
But Lashley comes out and says, hey, I don't want you to cash in your title. Let's do title versus title. I want both belts.
I don't know who's clamoring to watch a match with either of those guys in it. I always say that. I see the Wolves, and they're always good. But Bobby Lashley, I don't get it.
Lashley won the title from Drew Galloway and then beat him in two subsequent title defenses, and now it's Drew Galloway and EC3. I thought they just turned EC3 face, and now him and Galloway are fighting. I mean, you brought Galloway in to be the guy, and yet you have put your belt on Lashley.
Right.
Like, I don't understand it.
It's that company, man.
But
I thought we were going to talk about the final deletion.
I think the whole company should be deleted.
See, I don't want to see any wrestling company go out of business. I want there to be an option. I want there to be a place for guys to go work and to get better and hone their craft. I want that. I don't want the company.
I'm glad.
I just want the company to get good.
And I will say this. It's if they do more things like the Final Deletion, we've always said TNA, you need to be different from WWE. Final Deletion was different.
Oh,
than
no
WWE.
Doubt. But it makes me wonder because they're setting up this New Day versus Wyatt thing at the Wyatt compound. At least that's the way it's coming across to me. Like the Wyatts are wanting them to come down to their compound and whatever and have this match. And I'm just wondering how that works now. I mean, if WWE does something like we just saw, then there's going to be this huge criticism of them seeing something new and unique.
But do you think the Wyatt compound is going to be a metal building with a wrestling ring in it?
No, I think it's probably in a swamp.
Somewhere.
But still.
Right.
You know, how's that going to play? How are people going to feel about that? Did somebody in WWE know that they were doing it?
Right.
Or did somebody in TNA know that WWE was planning that and they took it?
There's no new ideas in
whatever
wrestling.
Happened. My hat's off to Matt and Jeff Hardy.
Yes.
I've never, you don't hear me criticize Matt. I don't particularly care for Jeff, but at some point you have to forgive people. But my hat's off to him for doing something new and unique, whether it worked for me or whether I liked it or I didn't like it. And I didn't dislike it.
Right.
I loved the soundtrack.
Yes.
I really liked having music playing in the background because it made it feel like an action movie fight. But my hat's off to him for trying something new and unique, man.
To me, it's hypocritical to like an era that gave us Mae Young giving birth to a hand.
Right.
And to put down something like the final.
Yeah, I'm
because
not gonna put it down.
Final Deletion, again, we go back to the Mulligan match rating system.
Uh-huh.
Why are these guys fighting? It's as old as time itself.
Yeah.
I mean, brother versus brother. And they have built that feud, and they've had several matches. And listen, I'll go as far to say that's the best feud ender that I've seen in years.
This is true. It was pretty final, yeah.
I mean,
and Jeff Hardy, man, to take the bump off of the top of that thing down to the ground. If you've never taken a bump, you know, but if you've taken a bump on the ground, trust me.
Yeah.
I did it one time, and I'll never, ever do it again. It's hard. I mean, the ground is hard, Kat.
Yeah.
It's like hitting concrete. So it didn't look like there was any padding down there.
No, unless they One other thing that I don't know if you noticed is in the ring, there was a torch at every corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at one point when they were doing that superplex, very beginning of the match, I'm thinking, somebody's going to get burned.
On fire, yeah. And he did the swanton out of a tree. That's, I don't know, my hat's off to them. I mean, they did something. They weren't afraid. You have to give them credit for that.
Yes.
Not being afraid to try something new, whether it, and I mean, to do something like that, you're putting yourself out there to take a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
But they still did it, and it worked because people tuned in and watched it. And
yeah.
That's what ultimately matters.
And listen, say what you will, we've never done something like this before.
Right.
I mean, so
right.
it was something, you got people talking about wrestling. I don't think they did anything in that sequence. I don't think they did anything. I mean, I want to use the word unnecessary. They weren't using glass.
Yeah, they didn't do anything unnecessary.
I mean
sure they had drones.
But that was great.
And sure they shot fireworks at each other.
Hey.
But the fireworks, I mean, let's be honest. If you were in a real fight and you had some fireworks, you might shoot them at the other guy.
Right.
The only one of the hokey parts obviously was him going underwater and then coming back up as Willow, you know.
Yeah,
that's a little hokey, but I mean,
up until that point, I was like, man, they really don't like each other. This is really, but that you
of
know,
of course you were.
I paused. I stopped suspending my disbelief when Willow popped out.
Right,
of the water.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That kind of thing takes me out of stuff.
But the way they put the Gardner into it,
yeah.
Where he tased Jeff, I thought that was. And Jeff Hardy made the classic error that so many great people have made before, and that is you don't let your opponent determine the side of the battle.
That's right.
He went in, he let his brother's taunts, he let his brother, you know, the fact that he messed up his lawn and all the mean, cruel things that Matt Hardy said.
Great. By the way, can I say, Matt Hardy, if he ever hears this,
yeah,
and I doubt he's going to listen.
Yeah.
But you never know when you tweet it out to him.
Right.
He might check it out just to see what people are saying. If he does, the part when Jeff had this perfectly manicured lawn and he runs him off and gets on his lawnmower and tears up the
look on his face was
this orgasmic look that he was destroying this beautifully manicured lawn. It was awesome.
But Jeff Hardy, awesome.
I love that you said there was nothing unnecessary in that match. That was, I didn't do anything unnecessary. Now they didn't,
but he let
there was no wasted movement.
But listen,
he let
his emotions get the best of him.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I want to fight my brother, and I'm not going to take into consideration that his gardener has been preparing the battlefield
right for
massacre.
Yeah. And he did. And it was good. I mean, it was good. The soundtrack made it for me.
The only negative thing for Matt Hardy, okay, in this whole thing, how do you top that birthday party for your son?
This is true. He'll never have a birthday party like that again.
Like, he's like, Dad, you know?
So wait a minute. You got all this cool wrestling stuff, and you deleted my uncle permanently.
Well, I get his dirt bike.
That's right. Yeah, can I get his dirt bike?
Oh, my goodness. So, all right, let me ask you this. We saw Jeff Hardy's house, his actual house. Mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy's too.
Not what I pictured.
Really? What'd
Jeff.
You think?
I just thought he lived in a tent somewhere.
I mean, of course you did.
I mean, I thought he was living in like the trailer in Snatch.
Like, thought he lived in the backseat of my expedition.
I thought he was living with Brad Pitt and all Snatch. The gypsies.
Yeah,
I just figured.
With gypsies, yeah. Believe it or not, those guys have got real homes.
Wow. They done quite well.
They have done well. You talk about guys who are making money outside of WWE. Those guys are doing it, man. So you can't – I mean, how can you be critical of two guys who made money outside of WWE who spiked how many extra 100,000
people
watched TNA because of a match that they were involved in? And that's what it's all about, man.
And you get to do it with your brother.
And you get to do that right with your brother. And they didn't even have to leave home to do it. You know what I mean? Great, man. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I love it.
I know. I'm glad we did this because when I watched it the other night, I'm like, I don't know what to make of this. But now I'm like, two guys who did what they loved, who had obviously had total creative control.
Yeah.
Over what they. So yeah. One of the best tweets I saw was Hulk Hogan is jealous of their creative
well,
control.
You know, there was a thing years ago that. Terry Funk and Mick Foley were going to have a match at WrestleMania at the Double Cross Ranch.
Uh-huh.
They had wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And it wound up not happening because the vision of
right.
the people that were kind of booking it, Vince McMahon, were
yeah.
they couldn't see it. They couldn't see it. But you see now doing something like that spiked the rating, and hopefully they'll sustain. You know, look, if an extra 100,000 people showed up and 20,000 of them hang around to watch next week, it was good, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so
got them, people are talking about TNA more than they are WWE right now.
That's right. That's right. So listen, if you're either watching this live on Facebook or you're watching it later on our Facebook group, The Wrestling Guru With, you go to DoubleDropKick.com is where you can find all of our episodes. You can also subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the TuneIn Radio app where we do stuff like this. Our show is branching out. We're trying to be awesome.
Right.
In as many ways as possible.
And we are.
Yeah. I don't think I've told you, Dave, how great you are.
I don't need you to tell me how great I am. I wake up every morning knowing how great I am.
And Ethan just popped over there when you said that.
Because he knows it.
Ethan Whitman over here. He's an off-camera talent.
Yeah.
Although he's making his show debut on the podcast coming up. We'd love to hear what you thought of the final deletion, either right here as you're watching this in our Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With. You can also leave us a comment on the blog, DoubleDropKick.com or the Double Dropkick Show Facebook page. Or on Twitter, I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at Mark Whip. I'm at the DDK Show. I thought we were – I'm sorry, I tuned you out. I'm at the DDK Show, but my name is Mark Whitman.
And he's no longer on Facebook. So no. This is your probably your last chance to yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sad, sad
I just
day.
Ain't big into Facebook. You, know
you
I mean?
Keep flipping off the camera.
You just noticed
it. I've been noticing it the whole time. That's what killed Dennis Day. Contempt for the audience.
You don't have to work blue, baby. Pick your spots.
So we got some more work to do. I can hear my mom yelling because we're getting kind of loud and everything, and she wants Ethan to cut her grass. So, hey, thanks for watching or listening to this. And for the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.